It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
The soldier's tale is as old as war. It is told and then forgotten. There are always young men and women ardent for glory, seduced by the power to inflict violence, and naive enough to die for the merchants of death. The soldier's tale is the same, war after war, generation after generation. It is Spencer Rapone's turn now. The U.S. military second lieutenant was given an other than honorable discharge June 18th. After an army investigation determined that he, quote, went online to promote social revolution and disparage high-ranking officers and thereby had engaged in, quote, conduct unbecoming an officer. Rapone laid bare the lie. Although the lie often seems unassailable, we must honor those, like Lieutenant Rapone, who have the moral courage to speak the truth about war, even if the tidal waves of patriotic propaganda that flood the culture overwhelm the voices of the just. Carefully consider this message from former U.S. Army Ranger Spencer Rapone. Pat Tillman showed me I could resist the indoctrination, he said. I did not have to let the military dehumanize me and turn me into something monstrous. When I learned of how his death was covered up to sell the war, referring to Pat Tillman, it was shocking. The military wasn't interested in preserving freedom or democracy. It was only interested in protecting the profits of those in power and expanding the U.S. hegemony. I was not a Hollywood freedom fighter. I was a cog in the imperialist machine. I preyed on the poorest and most exploited people on the planet. We were told to shoot, move, and communicate, he said, of his Ranger training. This became our entire existence. We did not need to understand why or the larger implications. These things did not concern us. In Afghanistan, he watched as the Rangers separated terrified men, women, and children, treating them as if they were animals. The Rangers spoke of the Afghans as subhumans, dismissing them as Hajis or ragheads. A lot of the guys would say, I want to go out every night and kill people. The Rangers are about hyper-masculinity, misogyny, racism, and a hatred of other cultures. Rapone experienced hazing in the Rangers. New Rangers were forced to fight each other and do numerous push-ups or were hog-tied, and their stomachs were smacked repeatedly. The hazing weeds out people who won't embrace it, Rapone said, to resist total assimilation. A lot of people create an ironic detachment, but this ironic detachment is really another form of assimilation. It runs pretty deep. There was a guy in a leadership position who tried to kill himself when I was overseas. There were cadets who committed suicide when I was at West Point, and others who tried to commit suicide after. I spent 8 years in the Army. Suicide was very tangible, a reality. A lot of suicides were the result of a combination of hazing and military culture, which in a sense is a form of hazing. Your drill instructor can't ruthlessly beat you the way he used to, but the military still has methods to torture you emotionally. The United States is almost religious about its patriotism, Rapone said. The military personnel are seen as infallible. You have someone like Secretary of Defense James Mattis, who is a bona fide war criminal. He dropped bombs on a wedding ceremony in Iraq. He's responsible for overseeing many different massacres in Iraq. Or General and former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. These people can't do any wrong because they've served. This reverence for the military is priming the population to accept military rule and a form of fascism or proto-fascism. This is a primary reason I felt so compelled to get out. The public doesn't understand how regressive and toxic military culture is, Rapone went on. The military's inherent function is the abuse and degradation of other people. It's designed to be a vehicle of destruction. It's fundamental to the system. Without that, it would collapse. You can't convert the military into a humanitarian force, even when you use the military in humanitarian ways, such as in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. The military trains soldiers to see other human beings, particularly brown or black human beings, being as an imminent threat. He finishes with this. At West Point, they say they teach you to be a leader of character. They talk to you about moral fortitude. But what do we see in the military? I was blindly following orders. I was inflicting violence on the poorest people on earth. How is there any morality in that? My deepest gratitude to award-winning journalist Chris Hedges for this moving report on former U.S. Ranger Spencer Rapone. I encourage people to look that up, read it again for yourself. The vast majority are compelled to embrace reassuring lies and to reject alarming and unpleasant realities. This is the fact of the matter. The vast majority are compelled to conform with the narrative that is accepted by their peers, their clan, their tribe, their herd. Most are mentally wired to fear being singled out or separated from their chosen group. The internet is riddled with carefully crafted power structure propaganda that attempts to convince us that only the official narratives are to be believed, only the official narratives are true, that only the official narratives can be trusted, and that anyone who does otherwise, that anyone who dares to question official narratives, is just suffering from some form of mental deficiency. We must collectively wake up from the lies. We must collectively face reality head on. We must change course. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for June 30th, 2018. This commercial-free program is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday morning, 6 to 7, Sunday morning, 7 to 8. Global Alert News also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Having credible materials from a credible source is exponentially more effective at waking others up than simply ranting at them. Continuing, biosphere collapse is unfolding at a rate that cannot be hidden or denied for much longer. Completely illegal and unimaginably destructive global climate engineering operations are further fueling that collapse. More and more shocking, dire headlines will come, and I will get to some of those recent reports in a moment. But consider that many of these reports are not coming because the power structure-controlled media wants to disclose the truth, but because reality has become too dire to hide. Final announcement, the July 28th geoengineeringwatch.org critical information and call to action event. It may be our last such event, as I stated last week. Links in the unimaginably complex and unstable chain of the reality we have known will likely soon begin to fall out. The converging catastrophes closing in on us all will not seem real to most until it is real. The July 28th Northern California event is a rally to take action, an event to provide proof of the existential threat we face from climate engineering, and to supply the materials needed to wake others up to this threat. We must reach a critical mass of awareness if we are able to have any hope of exposing and halting climate engineering in time to potentially salvage what is yet left of Earth's life support systems. I can now confirm that an extremely high-ranking former U.S. military official will be attending the July 28th GeoengineeringWatch.org critical awareness event. This official will participate in the Q&A panel to answer questions and will remain after the Q&A session to speak to those at the event. I'm not at liberty to release his identity at this time. In the 15 years that I've been marching in this battle, I've seen so many come and go from the front lines. To those that have formerly chosen to abandon this all-important fight, please, it's not too late to do the right thing. It's not too late to rejoin the battle. All of us are needed. None can be spared. Full, color glossy, two-sided flyers for the July 28th Shasta County Fairgrounds event are now available at Orchard Nutrition in Reading. Please help us to get the word out on this critical awareness event and call to action. In regard to extremely dedicated allies in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering, Jim Fair stands out. The Jim Fair group, their event, will be taking place simultaneously as the geoengineeringwatch.org awareness and call to action event in an adjacent building. for the Jim Fair schedule, and every Jim Fair event has had a stocked geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth. They have gone to extreme effort to help us in this cause, help support them. Again, they will also be at the Shasta County Fairgrounds simultaneously. They'll actually be at the Shasta County Fairgrounds from July 27th through July 29th, and there will be a geoengineeringwatch.org booth open the entire time in their building as well. So, the Jim Fair Group, if you're in Eugene, Oregon, today at the Lane County Event Center, and through tomorrow, next week, the Jim Fair Group with the geoengineeringwatch.org awareness booth, Portland, Oregon, July 6th through July 8th, Oregon Convention Center, and July 13th through July 15th, Marin Center Exhibit Hall. If you're there to collect geoengineeringwatch.org free materials, tell them at the ticket booth you will be allowed entry for free, and there will be geoengineeringwatch.org July 28th event informational flyers at that booth that you can collect and distribute to others. Please help us to get others to attend this event. Very critically important people will be speaking at this event. Help us to bring this critical issue to light once and for all. Continuing, as the biosphere and climate system implosion accelerates, so is the power structure programs of mass public division and distraction. Last week, I spoke about the border scenario of the child abductions. It can only be termed as an abduction. That's exactly what's happening. And this is being done to create maximum public outrage and thus maximum public distraction. We need to see through this. Not that we shouldn't fight against such outrages. And also, by the way, for the record, I heard from people who assumed that because I was against children being abducted from their parents, that somehow I was for open borders. How does one jump to such a conclusion? This is the sort of dichotomous, polarized, black and white thinking that our society has been trained to follow. Because I'm against child abductions at the borders doesn't mean I'm for open borders. Please listen to what I say, not what you think you heard, but what I actually stated. But this type of scenario is designed to divide, polarize populations while the planet goes down in flames. Continuing, the unfolding Orwellian police state also continuing to unfold. Consider this headline from multiple sources. The same corrupt government in California that pushed vaccine mandates now is forming a, quote, fake news authority to block news sources they don't like. California to become like communist China. From this report, if passed and signed into law, SB 1424 will mandate that California Attorney General create an advisory committee by April 1st, 2019 to police the information that's spread via social media and other platforms to determine whether or not it's, quote, true. The state's Ministry of Propaganda will then come up with a plan of attack to eliminate anything that's deemed false. To be clear, what is false, as I stated in the beginning of this broadcast, for the power structure, is anything that does not support its official narrative, its official lies. Transitioning to a headline to further outline the runaway juggernaut of insanity that's the military-industrial complex, spiraling completely out of control while the planet goes down in flames again. The Senate just gave the Pentagon an $82 billion boost. That's more money than Russia's entire military budget. From that report, Democrats will oppose anything Trump wants unless it's more money for the Pentagon. One more excerpt from this report. The budget for the U.S. military, which this year is receiving $716 billion, an increase of $82 billion from last year. That increase was agreed upon in March as part of an overall two-year budget deal that smashed Obama-era spending caps and boost military spending by $165 billion over the next 2 years. Stop for a moment. Democrat, Republican, left, right, conservative, liberal, all just a part of the power structure theater of divide and conquer. That's why the occupants of the White House are increasingly divisive. Clinton, Bush, Obama, and now Trump. A progression toward the most divisive of all, but all a part of the power structure play. And if you're caught up in this paradigm, convinced that your particular player in this theater is somehow different from all the rest and somehow going to save us all, please wake up. That's just part of the power structure illusion. Back to the military-industrial complex. Again, who is the tail wagging the dog? Consider this new headline report from antiwar.com. Four presidents conspired to give $100 billion to Israel. Four sitting U.S. presidents. This is further illustration of what I just went over. There is no difference. Left, right, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, all part of the power structure illusion. Four sitting U.S. presidents, beginning with Bill Clinton, signed secret letters agreeing never to publicly discuss Israel's undeclared nuclear arsenal. Excluding clandestine U.S. aid funneled through the black budgets, U.S. presidents and Congress have given an inflation-adjusted sum of $222.8 billion since the Symington and Glynn amendments became law in 1976. Since Bill Clinton became the first known U.S. president to sign a secret letter to Israel, inflation-adjusted aid to Israel has grown to $99.9 billion. Who is really pulling the strings as the military-industrial complex hurdles us toward World War III? This is a very important headline along this theme from InformationClearinghouse.com and other sources. Russia officially enters Southwest Syria offensive despite U.S. warnings. The Russian aerospace forces unleashed a massive assault over northeastern Syria, targeting several areas controlled by the jihadist rebels. These are terrorists that are funded by the Western military. I've been over that program after program. This attack by the Russian aerospace forces comes just 48 hours after the U.S. State Department issued a stern warning to both Russia and the Syrian governments about escalating their offensive in southwest Syria. The U.S. military protecting the terrorists over and over. Russia invited by Syria into their country. The U.S. there without any such consent, as we are in 156 countries around the world. Been over that broadcast after broadcast as well. Again, a reminder. As biosphere implosion accelerates, power structure desperation will follow. Global conflict is the final option for completely out of control criminal power centers, the greatest of which at this moment in time is inarguably the U.S. and Israel. Though we must remember that all major powers are colluding and cooperating with the ongoing climate engineering, aka weather warfare, aka biological warfare assault. All major powers cooperating. Don't forget that. Moving on to the rapidly unfolding biosphere collapse again and the official attempts to cover it up, to cover up collapse as long as possible, to pacify populations for as long as possible. These are all recent headlines. Listen carefully from Axios.com and other sources. This is not a surprising headline. Natural gas boom. Methane emissions are far higher than the EPA says. Why would that be a surprise? Cover it up. EPA is not there to inform us about dangers, it's there to cover them up. In fact, at the, again, the July 28th Shasta County event, there will be a former, now fired, federal EPA scientist stating why he was fired, because he attempted to bring climate engineering and fluoridated water to light. Continuing from Vox.com and other sources, this headline, Deepwater Horizon led to new protections for U.S. waters. Trump just repealed them. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump revoked an environmental stewardship directive, replacing it with a new executive order that prioritizes business interests ahead of the environment. Trump said the measure is, quote, rolling back excessive bureaucracy created by the previous administration. There was no mention of the Deepwater Horizon spill in his announcement or the executive order. Industry groups were elated at the prospect of undoing the changes. The fossil fuel fiesta until the brutal, bitter end, until there's nothing left. Loot, plunder, and pillage the planet until there's nothing left. We must wake up to the course that we are on. It's difficult not to sound angry and jaded after 15 years in this battle and seeing the ambivalence of so many people. People I know or have known, many have long since disowned me. I can't do anything about that. I'm trying not to sound so jaded, but what I am trying to convey is this. If we do not face the fact that the paradigm we exist in will kill us all. If we continue to be apathetic and ambivalent as a whole, as a society, we won't be around much longer. And this no-holds-barred gutting of any form of environmental protection to extract any remaining resources from whatever country they're in will lead to our imminent short-term extinction. That's the fact of the matter. Unpleasant truths that few want to face. But we need to face these truths if we are to show any sense of responsibility to our children and to the web of life. Continuing with headlines. Trump's war on regulation spreads to offshore oil safety. Another headline. U.S. to roll back safety rules created after Deepwater Horizon spill. It goes on and on and on. And again, Trump is only the current face in the White House. Previous administrations, Obama, Bushes, Clintons, all a part of the cancer, a part of the power structure cancer. When will the American public wake up to that fact? How is the environment doing as we continue to loot, plunder, and pillage what's left? From toothout.org and other sources, area of global dead zones doubling every 10 years. From that report, dead zones are areas along the seafloor where oxygen levels are so low that they can no longer sustain marine life. Hypoxia, which is a deficiency in the amount of oxygen reaching the tissues of organisms, is widespread and a growing problem in Earth's oceans as industrial waste, fertilizer runoff from industrial agriculture, and anthropogenic climate disruption increasingly aggravate the crisis. And let's not forget climate engineering. Climate engineering that is the single greatest cause of ozone layer destruction. The loss of the ozone layer, by the way, by itself a near-term extinction event if it continues. Climate engineering, because of this ozone loss, killing plankton, the single greatest source of oxygen for us. It's also disrupting upper-level wind currents, which is disrupting ocean currents, which is heating the polar regions, which is stratifying the ocean. Our ocean is turning into what is known as Canfield Ocean, a lifeless, superheated, stratified sea. Oceans die, we die. No ozone layer, we die. Every breath we take is contaminated with climate engineering, and so many articles from so many, quote, academic sources completely omit the climate engineering elephant in the room. But for how much longer? Awareness is growing rapidly. In fact, a very exceptional video put out yesterday by Anonymous, about 11 minutes long, very well done. Very moving, very powerful, and illustrating the wake-up that is occurring regarding the climate engineering insanity. And we need to further fuel that wake-up, and that is done by credibly and calmly sharing accurate information. That's what we try to provide at geoengineeringwatch.org. We are a non-political site. There's no advertisements on our site. We simply serve as a data repository. Please help us to share that data. Moving on. Consider this headline from Science Daily and other sources. Nanomaterials could mean more algae outbreaks for wetlands and waterways. Could, may, might. Over and over and over. If you throw a match into a bucket of gasoline, it could start fire. That's the kind of ridiculous statements we find from academia, because they are beaten into submission, or willing to submit for their paychecks and pensions, to simply not really tell the truth. That's what's going on here. From this report, high-tech metal particles may inadvertently take a toll on aquatic life. What have we been saying at geoengineeringwatch.org since our beginning in 2009 and many years before that when I operated without the site? These metals are raining down through the air column. Although there are multiple sources of pollution, the single greatest source of atmospheric particulate and in nanoparticulate, specifically pollution, is climate engineering. There's no question. And the downstream effects are incalculably horrific. This is just one more. The last 10 years from this report have seen a surge in the use of tiny substances called nanomaterials in agrochemicals like pesticides and fungicides. The idea is to provide more disease protection and better yields for crops. Let's stop there for a minute. Really, contaminating everything with pesticides and fungicides that contain highly toxic heavy metal nanoparticles is going to help with disease protection and better crop yields? Orwellian world of total insanity, that's what we live in. Continuing from this report, while decreasing the amount of toxins sprayed in agricultural fields, because you're spraying these other toxic elements, it decreases what was used formerly. How does that help us? Final statement excerpt from this report. But when combined with nutrient runoff from fertilized cropland and manure-filled pastures, these nanopesticides could, there we are again, could also mean more toxic algae outbreaks for nearby streams and lakes and wetlands, researchers report. Freshwater bodies and our oceans, dying by the day. Massive algae outbreaks everywhere. These outbreaks help to deoxygenate, they further deoxygenate the water bodies, creating anoxic and hypoxic zones. All of this is connected. And consider the stated goal of the world's most recognized climate engineers to dump 10 to 20 million tons of aluminum, only one element in the equation, aluminum nanoparticulates into the skies annually. 10 to 20 million tons. And it appears they are intentionally conducting ocean fertilization as part of the ongoing geoengineering operations over our oceans, which are horrifically sprayed every day. So the materials they spray in the atmosphere to block some of the incoming sunlight, which is destroying the ozone layer, fall to the sea surface, where then they become what's termed scientifically as ocean fertilization elements. They're toxic elements that create algae blooms that suck some of the CO2 out of the atmosphere, but that kill the ocean. This is the epitome of the pharmaceutical industrial mentality being carried out on our planet, and the consequences of which will be planetary omnicide if these programs continue. More headlines from ABC News, this new headline report that should be considered against the backdrop of information I just covered. Daily tropical update, large cloud of African dust spreading into the Gulf. A large African dust cloud now stretches from the Sahara Desert all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. Doesn't that cause a little bit of question already that we could really have Saharan dust migrate that far? Let me continue. Meteorologist Travis Herzog says the swath of dry, dusty air is usually a signal that activity in the deep tropics will be minimal for the next couple of weeks. Interesting, isn't it, how they can't predict the day ahead of time, but they know because they're reading from a script, and I'll get to that later in this broadcast, a statement from our legal team on that, the script-reading meteorologist, that they somehow know for 2 or 3 weeks if there won't be any cyclonic development in the Atlantic. Currently, the National Hurricane Center shows no tropical development over the next 5 days. This dust cloud should blow into Houston Friday, listen carefully, turning the sky a hazy gray for the weekend. Allergies and asthma may also flare up in sensitive individuals. No mention of the aircraft that we can see clearly with our eyes spraying particulates as part of solar radiation management, but let's blame it all on a dust cloud from the Sahara. Total insanity. We have institutions like the Weather Channel and other power structure-owned entities whose job it is to cover the tracks of the climate engineers. And unfortunately, so far, we have a population, that is all too willing to accept anything they're told, so long as it fortifies lies that keep them in their comfort zone. This trend must be broken. We must face the truth. So if you're in the Texas area, expect to be inhaling with every breath highly toxic climate engineering particles, which includes heavy metals like aluminum and barium. How are the atmospheric nanoparticulates manipulated? With powerful radio frequency microwave transmissions. Radio frequency microwave transmissions, 5G is next, by the way, which is the most lethal level of transmission yet. 5G also used for crowd control. Horrific documented effects from 5G, and the public is simply standing by and watching it unfold. We're already swimming in a sea of dangerous and damaging electrosmog. If you don't know how dangerous these frequencies are, especially 5G, take the time to do some objective research. The walls are closing in by the day. Can't cover it in this broadcast. Too many other issues to cover. But all of us must continue our investigations with every moment we can spare. What else can unimaginably powerful radio frequency microwave transmissions manipulate? Upper level wind currents, as I previously stated, i.e. the jet stream. Consider this recent report from ScienceDaily.com. New theory finds, quote, traffic jams in jet stream cause abnormal weather patterns. Study explains blocking phenomenon that has baffled forecasters. Why is it baffling them? Because it's completely unnatural and they are not allowed and not willing to tell the truth. The jet stream behavior is being completely manipulated by ground-based ionosphere heaters, extremely powerful microwave radio frequency transmitters that can and are heating the electrically reactive layers of the atmosphere like the ionosphere. This is doing immense harm to our planet and its life support systems. But there is nothing to stop the climate engineers, the weather terrorists, from doing whatever they want, because so far we've had a population that is complacent, that does not want to face this issue. And we have legions of order followers that have done so far whatever they've been told to do. This must stop. This trend must change. And thankfully, there are those showing now tremendous courage and standing up to the tyranny. Finishing this report, a study published May 24th offers an explanation for a mysterious and sometimes deadly weather pattern in which jet stream and the global air currents that circle Earth stall out over a region, much like highways. The jet stream has a capacity, researchers said, and when it's exceeded, blockages form that are remarkably similar to traffic jams. And climate forecasters can use the same math to model them both. Climate forecasters are disseminating what they're told to disseminate from up the ladder, starting with Raytheon, climate engineering contractor Raytheon, that does all the modeling for National Weather Service and NOAA, the agencies that have illegal federal gag orders on them. So when they come up with these explanations, it's simply to cover the tracks of the climate engineers. The jet stream is behaving as it's behaving primarily, not only because, but primarily because of the massive interference. There is no natural weather at this point, none. And the climate intervention elephant in the room must be acknowledged and brought to light, and that effort will take all of us. Continuing, if global climate engineering operations in the network of atmospheric manipulating facilities, ionosphere heaters like HAARP, are really a core causal factor of the increasing frequency of weather whiplash scenarios, why aren't the weather forecasters addressing the issue? As I already stated, we must remember that in addition to governmental agency weather personnel having no First Amendment protection, there is also an illegal federal gag order on all National Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration employees. Next, here's a recent statement from our legal team. The statement is in reference to the NOAA documents that have been released to us as a result of our lawsuit against the Department of Commerce, which is the overseeing agency for NOAA. This is from our lead attorney on our legal team, our anti-geoengineering legal team. Our interpretation of the documents suggests, the ones we received from NOAA, that the National Weather Service's so-called operations and workforce analysis may be a program to standardize the weather forecasts across the nation and to feed local forecasters with a scripted forecast to simply turn them into parrots on local stations, thereby depriving local forecasters of any say or discretion in the actual forecast delivered to local communities. Parrots. Script-reading parrots. That's exactly what local forecasters are. The Orwellian world we find ourselves in. Pressing on, more to cover. Nanoparticulates also further fuel the ferocity of exponentially increasing wildfires. Stop for a moment there and remember that the single greatest, not the only, but the single greatest factor that is fueling the exponentially increasing fires around the globe is climate engineering. Why? Because it's disrupting the hydrological cycle, creating radical weather whiplash, flash drought scenarios. It's toxifying soils with reactive metals like aluminum that cause organisms like trees to shut down nutrient uptake so they die a slow, protracted death, which makes the beetles take over. The beetles are blamed for everything without any reference to climate engineering. Climate engineering, again, destroying the ozone layer, frying the foliage from the top down, and the nanoparticulates, which are incendiaries, coat the foliage and create unprecedented fires. All of this combined, there's more to learn. And by the way, if you want to know more, for any subject on geoengineeringwatch.org, simply search geoengineeringwatch.org fires, geoengineeringwatch.org ozone layer destruction. Any subject you want, you should find it on a search engine for the 2,400 plus articles we have on our site. Please use our site for a reference. That's what it's for. Continuing with these headlines. More than 50 wildfires rage amid persistently hot, dry conditions. from that report, very, very hot, dry conditions have ignited dozens of fires from Texas to Oregon to California, forcing numerous evacuations. Climate engineering, climate engineering, climate engineering. How can there be any legitimate discussion about the state of the climate or what's happening without addressing climate engineering first and foremost? Answer, there can't be. Confront your meteorologist peacefully, professionally, pass them on credible data, CC as many other credible individuals as you can to hold them accountable so that they see that many people are seeing the exchange of information so that they cannot claim they did not know. On that note, from Mark Skirto, KLTV, Texas, meteorologist, there is a chance for some hazy conditions over portions of Texas over the upcoming week, and due to some dust being blown in, this is from the Sahara again, from Africa. Upper level winds may allow some African dust to move over portions of Texas on Saturday and Sunday, putting a hazy look to our skies, excusing away the climate engineering atrocities, covering the tracks for the climate engineers yet again. From USA Today and other sources, this headline from last week, dangerous oppressive heat wave to scorch central eastern U.S. as heat dome, remember that term, heat dome, expands. I'll elaborate in a moment. A dangerous and oppressive heat wave is forecast to scorch the central and eastern U.S. over the next few days, with record high temperatures possible in the northeast. And there are record high temperatures. Again, these temperatures are being underreported, not overreported, underreported. The hot weather is courtesy of a strong upper level ridge. Remember the manipulation of the upper level winds I just went over, of high pressure, sometimes known as a heat dome, which will park itself over much of the U.S. by the weekend, according to the Weather Channel. They're reading the scheduled weather. In Chicago, the heat index, the how hot it will feel temperature, could reach 115 degrees in Chicago on Saturday. The heat dome, a direct result of ionosphere heater-induced high-pressure zones, heating the ionosphere, which pushes down on the air mass, which creates a heat dome in the compressing air scenario. Manipulated weather, weather warfare, period. Another headline. Records broken, a tale of fire and ice right here in Canada. Gander, Newfoundland, set a record cold summer high temperature of 3.2 degrees C along with their late June snowfall. At the same time, on the other side of the world, record-shattering heat was occurring. Listen to this heat. Consider this. The nighttime low temperature in parts of Jordan were no less than 108.7 degrees, the nighttime lows. In fact, the temperature was no less than 108.7 degrees for 51 hours straight. While we're seeing patented processes of chemical ice nucleation create the cool down in parts of Canada, not a natural event. Yet those who want to push the narrative of the climate engineers and claim that there's no global warming pretend that such cool downs are a natural event, and they pretend that that's some sort of indication as the whole state of the planet. It is not. Please understand, the weather is being completely manipulated at this point. There are no natural events. As the human race hurtles toward planetary omnicide, is concern for the environment growing with the majority of first world nation societies? No, not really, with few exceptions. From numerous sources, this new headline, 230,000 gallons of crude released into floodwaters after train derailment. What's interesting about this story, again, the underreporting of the severity of environmental cataclysm, 33 cars derailed. Those cars hold about 30,000 gallons each. Is the 230,000 gallon report a radical understatement? Mathematically, it seems that is likely. Just like we saw with the Macondo spill in the Gulf of Mexico, always the severity of damage done to the environment is radically underreported. Why? To pacify populations and keep them accepting the official narrative from the military-industrial, fossil fuel-industrial complex so that they will feel more comfortable continuing the current paradigm of planetary omnicide. Another headline from oilprice.com and other sources. Gulf of Mexico production expected to hit record high. Loot, plunder, and pillage to the brutal bitter end. While the U.S. shale production in the Permian has been grabbing most of the market and media attention over the past 2 years, the Gulf of Mexico has been quietly staging a comeback. In the words of Sarah Palin, drill, baby, drill until there's nothing left. And that's exactly the road we're on. This next headline is from the Washington Post and other sources. And for those who automatically deny or discount any mainstream media source, and I know these sources are all part of the power structure, I realize that. I've always stated that. But consider what I have stated for a decade and a half. that there would come a time when the reality of biosphere collapse could no longer be hidden. That is increasingly the case today. Here's the headline. A huge stretch of the Arctic Ocean is turning into the Atlantic right before our eyes. Scientists studying one of the fastest warming regions of the global ocean say changes in this region are so sudden and vast that, in effect, it will soon be another limb of the Atlantic rather than a characteristically icy Arctic sea. Another headline. From multiple sources, immense rains are causing more flash flooding, and experts say it's getting worse. As air temperatures have warmed, record rainfalls across the eastern United States in May led to deluges in Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, and the Great Lakes. Again, a warmer atmosphere carries more moisture. Climate intervention is interfering with the entire system. The weather whiplash extreme scenarios will get worse rapidly from here. From Scientific American, this new headline, Lie, designed for public pacification. Earth will cross the climate danger threshold by 2036. That is a blatant, glaring lie of public pacification. We crossed the point of no return perhaps 2 to 3 decades ago. The formerly hospitable planet we have known is done. It will not return in any time frame that matters. Equilibrium periods now, if we stopped all forms of human activity, would likely be 10 to 20 million years or more. You can't just turn off what's been done to the planet. But we may perhaps be able to salvage part of Earth's life support systems. That's worth fighting for. Continuing from Common Dreams, this new report. Terrifying trends collide as surging deforestation making a hotter, drier place. How many trees are we actually losing? Listen to this, because so many people still think, and I communicate with such people often, that human activity has done nothing to the planet. I'm asking you to please be rational. Please consider what we've done to the planet with some of the statistics I'm about to give. Listen, tropical forests were lost at a rate equivalent to 40 football fields per minute in 2017, says World Resources Institute. Burning a forest to make way for farms from the Amazon to the Congo Basin caused a loss of global tree cover amounting to an area almost the size of Italy in 2017 alone, an independent forest monitoring network said on Wednesday. Stop and consider. Trees lost at a rate of 40 football fields per minute, an area almost the size of Italy in a year. And how many still think that human activity has done nothing to the planet? That is not rational. It's not rational. We must face the fact that the human race has been immensely poor stewards of this planet, with climate engineering being the epitome of that assault against nature. Moving on. From NBC Channel 5 News in Texas, consider this report carefully. Why was it 99 degrees overnight in two North Texas cities? Two cities, and listen to the details of this, heated up overnight. It got hotter overnight to nearly 100 degrees after, quote, a rare weather event. They go on to say heat bursts surged temperatures in Stephens and Eastland counties very early Sunday morning. It shot from the high 70s to almost 100 degrees in the middle of the night. And they explain this away as a, quote, heat burst. Remember the ionosphere heater, high pressure domes I just went over? Plug that into this equation. But you have the weathermen lying to cover up the tracks of climate engineering, trying to convince the population that the increasingly extreme, unexplainable weather events are simply some sort of rare natural phenomenon. The unfortunate truth is this. So much of academia has become nothing more than paid liars. That's a fact of the matter. From multiple sources, this new headline. Farmers in America are killing themselves in staggering numbers. Farmer stress right now is extremely high. The farm economy is very precarious and not predicted to improve in the near future. Farmers are also at the mercy of elements outside their direct control. Climate engineering at the top of that ladder, though not be acknowledged. From extreme weather events that threaten crops to commodity prices that offer less for farm goods than it costs to produce them. Farmers now turned into slaves for the empire, more or less, by this type of control. Deadly tensions rise as India's water supply runs dangerously low. Another reminder, the climate engineers control the spigot, period. That's an inarguable fact if the data is objectively examined. From this report, some 600 million Indians, about half the population, face high to extreme water scarcity conditions, with about 200,000 dying every year from inadequate water access. 600 million in India alone. The climate engineers controlling the flow of precipitation. For those who doubt that the power structure has the ability to manipulate the climate to this degree. I'm simply asking you to do objective investigation. An example of one document that should be examined, a 750-plus page Senate document that can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org in its entirety. Search geoengineeringwatch.org, massive Senate document. You'll find this document. You'll find excerpts from this document, so you don't have to go through the entire document. This was published in 1978, but this document states clearly these programs had been going on for decades prior to that, programs that involved about a dozen federal agencies, about as many federal universities, programs that involve cooperation with other countries around the globe, even normally adversarial countries, cooperating and colluding on climate engineering because of the cross-border ramifications. Climate engineering programs that this Senate document stated would require blanket legal immunity for everyone involved. Why would they need blanket immunity? Because they're wreaking havoc on the planet. I'm simply asking you to examine these documents, consider the severity of those in power having sway over Earth's life support systems, over every breath we take, because the elements used in these programs are highly toxic. We're inhaling them with every breath, causing every form of contributing to, is more accurate, every form of human disease imaginable. Neurological diseases, Alzheimer's, asthma, COPD, autism, across the spectrum. The single greatest threat we face, short of nuclear cataclysm, is climate engineering. I'm asking for help to expose these programs. And I'm asking for those who doubt that this is happening to actually investigate, have a basis on which your opinion is formed, and not just ideology, preconception, and bias. Please examine the facts. This 750-page congressional document is a very good start. All you have to do is search geoengineeringwatch.org, massive Senate document. Do some investigating, and that's the tip of the iceberg, that document, but it's a good start. From the UK Guardian and other sources, coral reefs will be overwhelmed by rising oceans. Again, climate engineering trying to cover up the true severity of biosphere implosion until the last possible moment. From this report, study finds fragile marine ecosystems cannot grow fast enough to keep pace with sea levels. Scientists have uncovered a new threat to the world's endangered coral reefs, which are already dead to a large degree. They found that most are incapable of growing quickly enough to compensate for rising sea levels triggered by global warming. No mention of climate engineering again, which is further fueling the planetary meltdown, making it worse, not better. The study suggests that reefs, which are already suffering serious degradation because the world's seas are warming and becoming more acidic, could also become overwhelmed by rising oceans. Let's plug geoengineering into that last statement. The reefs are not just dying for the reasons just stated. Intense UV radiation is frying the reefs, and that UV radiation is most directly linked to the damage done to the atmosphere by climate engineering. Not mentioned in this report, not a word. We also have the ocean fertilization processes, which I mentioned earlier in this broadcast, which fuel algae blooms, which cause those oceans not only to deoxygenate, but to absorb even more CO2, which makes them even more acidic. No mention of climate engineering, of which ocean iron fertilization is a form. Another headline from thebigwobble.org. Thousands of dead seabirds washing up along the Alaskan coast for the fourth year in a row. Confirms the west coast of the U.S. is dying. In previous broadcasts, I've been over this. Marine life washing up dead everywhere. Fisheries shut down. And we have the U.S. military, yet again in this equation, in countless ways, not just climate engineering, but practicing with depleted uranium, highly radioactive ammunition, along the North American West Coast. I've stated in previous broadcasts, I once spoke to the Navy's PR director, who very cavalierly told me they were using DU, depleted uranium, for practice. And she didn't seem to understand why that was so alarming to me. The half-life of DU is about 4.5 billion years with a B, and our military using it for practice along the North American West Coast. And in their so-called environmental impact review, they stated that these operations may kill millions of marine mammals, as if there's even that many out there. And the population is standing by without seeming to care. This must change. It must change. We are perilously close to hitting the wall at full velocity. If you don't believe this, you will. But please don't wait until we hit the wall. Please stand up educate yourself, join us in the battle to sound the alarm, while it can still make a difference. From the UK Guardian and other sources that can, again, no longer hide the truth. Rising seas, Florida is about to be wiped off the map. Sea level rises are not some distant threat for many Americans. They are here. Sunny day flooding in Florida, now very, very common, because seas are absolutely rising. Sea level rise is not uniform, by the way. Much to learn about that. From multiple sources, this headline. The Army took over the spigots. And this is coming in many countries as part of the overall control, because the geoengineers do control the precipitation that falls from the sky. They absolutely do, with few exceptions. Again, this headline. The Army took over the spigots, forcing thirsty Venezuelans to pay. This is from Bloomberg, again, and other sources. Venezuela's military has come to oversee the desperate and lucrative water trade as reservoirs empty. Broken pipes flood neighborhoods and overwhelmed personnel walk out. Seven major access points in the capital of 5.5 million people are now run by soldiers, police, who also took total control of all public and private water trucks. Unofficially, soldiers direct where drivers deliver and make them give away the goods at favored addresses. Police state right now, if you don't think it can happen here, please think again. Consider the excerpt from former President Lyndon Johnson, as he was a vice president in 1962, but the short video audio clip at the beginning of all of my weekly broadcasts where President Johnson states very clearly, he who controls the weather controls the world. That was over a half century ago. What will it take to wake populations to the fact that our life support systems on this planet are being completely dismantled by programs of omnicide? Climate intervention omnicide. That's exactly what we're discussing here. If these programs continue, that's the end of the road. We must focus on priorities. I know we face immense challenges, but the distraction, the power structure orchestrated distraction, must be overlooked. Priorities must be focused on if we're to have any chance of changing course. On that note, how bad is it? Many think that the conclusions that I give at geoengineeringwatch.org, based on data, are somehow alarmist, that they're not supported by anyone in the climate science community, and that's not true. That's not true. We've had an immense deception from the climate science community, which is paid or otherwise intimidated into not telling the truth, but now some are speaking out. Consider this headline from Seymour Rock's Grit Post and other sources. Top climate scientist states, humans will go extinct if we don't fix climate change by 2023. And follow me through with this for a moment, because there's more to this. In a recent speech at the University of Chicago, James Anderson, a professor of atmospheric chemistry at Harvard University, warned that climate change is drastically pushing Earth back to the Eocene epoch from 33 million years BCE, when there was no ice on either pole. Anderson says current pollution levels, and let's remember climate engineering particulate aerosol dispersions, not mentioned here, have already catastrophically depleted atmospheric ozone levels. We have stated this year in, year out at geoengineeringwatch.org. Climate engineering destroying the ozone layer. Search that and find out more. Which absorbed 98% of ultraviolet rays to levels not seen now in 12 million years. Massive UV radiation bombarding the surface of the planet. He states this, recovery is all but impossible, he argued, without a World War II-style transformation of industry, an acceleration of the effort to halt carbon pollution and remove it from the atmosphere, and a new effort to reflect sunlight from the Earth. Geoengineering. So we have a top climate scientist admitting we are in free fall toward near-term global extinction. And yet he is calling for climate engineering to be done as if it hasn't been going on for 70 years, doing cataclysmic damage to the planet. What will each of us do at this most critical time in what may be yet left of human history? Will we turn away from the truth, from dire but necessary to face realities? Or will we choose to rise to the occasion? Will we choose to face the storm head on? Will we choose to do our individual parts for the greater good? While we can yet make a difference, again, for the better. Together, we possess immense power to change the current course, but we must stand together to accomplish this. See the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for detailed instructions on how to help sound the alarm. on how to help in this most critical fight for the greater good. Make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoEngineeringWatch.org.